In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Distractions. They are not helpful if you are tasked to do something. When a student studying for a big exam has his textbooks wide open on the couch, but is distracted by the TV, it's not good. That distraction is not helpful. When a driver is trying to navigate through a snowstorm, but is distracted by her cell phone while eating a hamburger, it's not good. Those distractions are not helpful. Or when a serious and open conversation between two estranged friends who are trying somewhat to reconcile, when that's interrupted by countless times by the cell phones from both parties going off, and instead of both parties agreeing to turn the phones off, they just continue answering the phones, and thus it's not good. Distractions are not helpful. They rarely are, especially if there is a task to do. The student who allows himself to be distracted by a TV may flunk the exam. The driver who permits herself to be distracted may cause herself and others harm through a vehicle accident. The estranged friends who permit themselves to be distracted by cell phones may never do the focused and hard work of repairing the damage that is between them. Distractions are not good. Life is constantly about watching out for distractions and shunning them, distractions that just get in the way. However, friends in Christ, do you know where that is most true? In fact, nowhere is that actually more true than when it comes to the return of the Lord Jesus. Watch out for distractions. Why? Because the Lord's visible return can happen at any moment. Today, Jesus speaks about what that day will be like. Jesus says there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. Jesus says that he will then suddenly appear just like that, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. It will be sudden. And this is why, when it comes to waiting for the Lord Jesus, the Christian life is a life about watching out. Watching out for distractions. Since Jesus could visibly appear at any moment, your job is to watch out for the distractions that can impair your Christian walk. Jesus talks to you this morning, and this is exactly what he says to you. And listen to what he says to you. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. Watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. What the Lord Jesus is really saying is, watch out for the distractions and shun the distractions And don't let the distractions have their way with you. Why would Jesus warn his disciples about this? Why would Jesus warn his own church about this? Why would Jesus warn you about it and me? It's because it happens. Because the dissipation, the drunkenness, and the cares of this life, the distractions, are a real threat. Take a moment and ponder the distractions that are present. They are there in your life. They are there in your heart. The pleasures of this world seek to have you love and value them more than the Lord God himself. They become distractions. Even good things like family, hobbies, sports, vacation, that can be loved more than the Lord God, and it can become a distraction. Or when time is set aside for other things, whatever it may be, but not for daily prayer and God's word, those things other than prayer and the word become distractions. Or when one seeks pleasure in ways the Lord has not authorized, those things become distractions. Or when one drinks too much, lacking moderation, giving into drunkenness, that's distraction. When the hardships that one has faced causes worry that says, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And there is an obsession over it, that's a distraction. Jesus said, but watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. Jesus is coming back at any time, but he warns, watch out for the distractions. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know that you have been distracted in the last little while. You know exactly what they are. You know those distractions have not been shunned as they ought. And the Lord God himself knows even more than you do. Confess it. It's not good. Turn from it. And yet, do not forget whom is speaking to you today. And do not remain in self-pity. No, it is the Lord Jesus speaking to you. Days after he warns his disciples to watch out for distractions, after he warns you and me, Jesus faced many distractions himself and shunned them. Jesus would soon enter the Garden of Gethsemane after he spoke these words in today's gospel. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus could have obsessed about, oh, what's about to happen? What if this happens? What if that? But he shunned those distractions and simply prayed and commended all things into the Father's hands. For you. When Judas and the band of soldiers arrived, he could have fought the arrest with the help of the disciples, as Peter wanted, but he shunned those distractions. For you. When he was on the cross, he could have entertained the challenges of those mocking him. If you're the Son of God, come down from that cross. But he shunned those distractions. For you. His death on the cross is a death of one who never gave in to one distraction, and his death is yours for you. His life from the empty grave is a life of one who triumphed over sin and distractions, death and the devil. His life is for you. And today, he dishes out his forgiveness to you. Hear him speak to you as you bring your distractions to him. Hear him say, "Friend, I forgive you. It's removed." It's true. Since his death is for you, since his life is for you, since his forgiveness is for you, you now live in him, in Jesus. Do you know what it means to live in Jesus? To live in Jesus means that you watch as you wait for his return, whenever that might be. To live in Jesus means that you watch and you watch for distractions that threaten you in your Christian walk. To live in Jesus means you live a life of watching, a life of striving to shun distractions, a life of acknowledging them when they have their way with you, a life of repenting over them and not excusing them, a life of receiving forgiveness, a life of praying for help to do better in overcoming distractions, a life of hungering and thirsting and receiving the body and blood of Jesus in his supper that focuses us on Jesus. It's a life of being engaged in prayer and the word that brings comfort to a soul that is assaulted by distractions. This is what the life of watching looks like. To live in Jesus means you live a life of watching and watching out for distractions while you wait for the return of Christ. You see, the Lord God, he loves you too much to have the distractions, whatever they might be, have their way with you. That's why he's given you Jesus. Jesus is your hope, your comfort, and no distraction matches him. Live in him as you wait for his return, because he is your focus. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.